Start the clock. Dan Cook now has 3 minutes to geek out on something. And you get to text in with a vote on whether it's halfway interesting or if the topic should never again be brought up in public. Again.
Nerd alert!
Let's set things up for this edition of Dan Geeks Out.
See, I object to the use of the term halfway interesting because this is really interesting. Dan, why are we limiting? People could find this stuff very interesting. Why are we just giving this?
I mean, it's unlikely. It's unlikely.
Halfway interesting nonsense.
Dan pitched three or four. I don't know. I stopped listening.
Yeah, you did. I could tell.
Yeah. So Dan has a topic here that he tried to tell me about.
Yeah, because it's really interesting.
I'm sure.
I don't think you are sure.
I think
you're very unsure.
You at 651-461-9226. I already have cast my vote. Gong. But it's up to you. Gong or green light.
How can you cast your vote when you just got done saying that you don't know what it is I'm going to be talking about?
Well, your pre-discussion of it.
I think you're offering undue influence onto the audience.
All right, well,
and
then
put
they
your
have
finger
to,
on the scale.
They have to come in and vote. 651-461-9226. Gong or green light. Dan Cook, your 3 minutes starts now.
It is peak Milky Way season, Jason. Now, you know one of my recent obsessions, one of the things that I'm geeking out about is stargazing.
Right.
I have several telescopes now, love going outside on a clear night and looking at the beauty that is the cosmos. But for the next about week and a half or so, you're not going to even need a telescope to go out and see the wonder of God's creation in the night skies, because we're going to be in this new moon period during the period where it's easiest to see the Milky Way galaxy across your sky. Now, you may be asking, but Dan, we're in the Milky Way. How are we seeing the Milky Way? That's like saying looking up in the sky and seeing Earth when we're standing on the Earth. Oh, no. Because where we are in the Milky Way galaxy, Jason, is in one of the spiral arms. So we can see towards the center of the galaxy. And it is, if you've never been in a dark sky situation and seen the Milky Way in the night sky, it is one of the most wondrous things you can ever possibly see in the natural world.
So we're geeking out about the Milky Way.
Yes, the galaxy. We're talking about 400 billion stars. 400 billion of our suns.
Do you want Dan to continue talking about this, or do you want to hit the gong? 651-461-9226. Continue.
It is the beauty of creation. When you're out there, now here's what you need to do.
Okay.
You need to go find some place away from light pollution. Get outside the 694-494 loop. Get somewhere outside of there where you can find low light pollution. State parks are a great spot for it.
That's one green light.
There you go. State parks are a great spot for this. Get out into those dark sky areas. You're going to look to the north and east. And across that whole stretch of sky, maybe after 10 o'clock, if you can get closer to midnight, that's when the skies will be really at their darkest. We're going to be in this new moon period. New moon is Monday. So there won't be any light coming from the moon. Come on. It's gorgeous. All you got to do is look to the horizon. If you have a nice pair of binoculars, that's great too. This really isn't a telescope target, although there'll be plenty of great things to see with your telescope as well. But the Milky Way, you don't need a telescope for that. Binoculars are kind of cool, but you can just look up at the night sky and see the wonder of creation paint. It is like looking at a painting if you get to a dark sky spot.
Wow. The green lights are coming in
like
crazy
here.
The
people are with me because if you've ever seen this, honestly, take the time. Now look, peak Milky Way season goes from March to I think it's September.
When you say peak Milky Way season, you're not talking about the candy bar.
No, I'm not talking about the candy bar. Because you can generally, at some point on the globe, obviously, you can see this core of the galaxy pretty much all year round. But in the northern hemisphere, it's really between March and September. And we're hitting this period of time where it's really at its peak here in March, along with the combination of this new moon period. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be awesome.
He ain't no Neil deGrasse Tyson, but it's interesting.
No, I'm not. I mean, he has a physics doctorate, and I don't. So I have a master's that's in nothing even remotely connected to physics. So
Joe from Egan says, well, it wouldn't take much to have a better topic than Jason. Green light, green light, green light.
Thanks, Joe.
Green light.
That seems
green
a little light. Backhanded in its complimentary
status.
I'll take it. I'm not going to lie. I'll take it.
Another green light? Another green light.
See, they're with me, Jason. They're with me. You gonged me before you even knew what I was going to be talking about.
Well, this texter says gong. Seems like he talked about this recently. Yeah. Like it all sort of blends together, doesn't it? We're talking about space, stars.
I was talking about space recently, but it had nothing to do with our galaxy. It was a planet that may have had life on it, and now scientists don't think it actually does. So that's a whole other topic.
Now, the other peak Milky Way, when I think about that, I picture like a blonde lady.
See, why do you have to... Why? I mean, we're trying to do, you know, a family-friendly radio show, and you just got to take it right into the gutter.
Yeah. I just greenlit myself for that. That happens during peak Milky Way season. Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that on the radio. Do I have to hit the dump button?
Another green light. People love the green light. Can you mix in a little Interstellar? Another texter, Dan, did you know the legislator passed legislation on the state constellation?
I did see that. I did see that they want to make the Little Dipper our state constellation. I only assume that's because the Polaris, the North Star, is in the Little Dipper, and that's part of the state logo and, you know, that all that sort of stuff.
I thought they wanted Ursa Minor,
which is the Little Dipper.
Oh.
That's the name of the Little Dipper. So
I thought it was the Little Bear. It's the Little
Dipper. Well, it's the Dippers are part of Ursa Major and Ursa Minor, which are bigger bear-like constellations, but they're in the constellation part of it. So,
all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Green light Dan beats Jason's bloviating. What do you guys think this show is? All right. This show is my bloviating. That's the deal.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Would be better if I had a gummy,
yes,
says a texter.
Oh, my. That's, you know.
Fair. It's fair. The gong's lost. Yeah, the green lights carried it.
Just saying.
The people get to choose.
They do.
I, as the host, get 5 votes.
Right. And the gong still lose.
And the gong's lost.
Yes, they did.
So what's the bottom line of this? Could you bottom line?
The bottom line is if you, for some reason, need an excuse to get outside.
Right.
And stop worrying about the day-to-day and the stress of life, and you just want to be taken in by the beauty of creation, this is a reason to do that. Because you can get outside, you can find a dark sky area, you can look up and see, literally, as I said, billions of stars, along with dust, along with gas, that makes this enormous galaxy that we're a part of, that then is one of billions and billions and billions and billions of galaxies in the known universe.
How's it going to be? Is the weather going to be all right for this?
Well, clouds might be a little dicey. But again, with the new moon, you got to be a little patient, hopefully get to a good area. Mm. You know, you take your chances with Mother Nature on this one, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth the attempt.
I mean, there is a good chance that for me...
I'm sorry, I just read another text. That's so good.
Galaxy talk greater than hating Paige Becker.
That was good. That wasn't the one I was giggling at, but yeah, that is also very good.
I think this topic is more for the outdoor lover. Sorry, Jason, the truth hurts.
I mean, there is that.
Maybe next week he could explain the Dewey Decimal
System. That's the one.
Well, this has been Gong or Greenlight. Dan geeks out. Very nice.
Thank you.
Another victory for you, so congratulations.
Keep racking them up.
All you have succeeded is making me hungry for a Milky Way.
Well,
it's an underrated.
If that's all I've done, I still take that as a positive.
Underrated candy bar. In a minute, Ilhan Omar taking heat for not answering a reporter's question. I have gone from being irritated at the congresswoman for this, but my opinion has changed on that. I'll tell you why next.